Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some digraph sounds, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish writing or coloring at the end. All right, let's begin. Write your name at the top of your paper, please, in pencil, and write neatly so we can read your name. And then you can put your pencil down for now. You're not going to need it because we're going to color first. Now, boys and girls, we're going to review three different digraph sounds. We're going to review the PH digraph sound, which is one of the trickiest because PH doesn't say p and it doesn't say h. It says f. PH says f. And then we're going to review SH, which says shh. Everybody shh. And we'll review TH, which is the kind where you get to stick your tongue out between your teeth in a very nice way and say th, th, th. Okay, so let's look at the top of our picture, top of our page at the picture, and I'm looking for an object. I want you to find it. I want you to find the cash money. Mm-hmm. Do you see all the cash? Cash has a digraph. Do you know which one it has? Cash. It has the SH digraph. Boys and girls, let's find our green crayon and let's color the bags of cash and the money on the floor next to them green. Cash is money. So the bags of cash have that big capital S on it with the two lines. That means money. That means cash. So go ahead and start coloring those two bags and the stack of money next to it green. So cash has that SH digraph sound, and it's happening at the end of the word. You can have a digraph sound at the end of the word. It doesn't always have to be at the beginning. It could also be in the middle, too. So cash has the SH digraph sound. That means the S and the H, even though it's two letters, they're coming together and they're working together to make one new sound. Can't really hear the S, can't really hear the H. They say shh. If you could say the separate sounds and forget about the digraph, we would be calling this money, hey, I need some cash, some cash. And that is just weird if you ask me. I wouldn't know what you were saying. If you said, Mrs. Oldham, can I please borrow some casa, casa? I would look at you a little bit weird and I would say, well, I don't have any casa. I don't know what that is. But if you said, Mrs. Oldham, can I borrow some cash? I might say, oh, yes, here's a penny for you. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. I have finished coloring all of my cash. So I'm going to put down my green crayon, but I'll give you 5 more seconds. And then finished or not, I need you to put down your green crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your green crayon. Okay, in the picture, I want you to find this object, trophy. Do you see the trophy? Yes, there are 2 of them. There's a big trophy and a little trophy. Trophy. PH makes that f sound. It's weird because you can't even hear a P, can't hear an H. It makes the F sound. Trophy. Let's color both of those trophies yellow. Go for it. Start coloring. We'll color them yellow. So trophy has a PH digraph, and it's happening in the middle of the word. It could come at the beginning of the word, and it could come at the end of the word. But in trophy, it comes in the middle of the word. So you say trophy, and where that F sound is where you would write, or if you were reading the word, you would say the F sound. You would write PH, and you would see PH, but you would say trophy, trophy. It has a PH digraph. It's one of the trickier ones because it's a P and an H. There's no F in sight, but you can hear when you say it that it's going to be that F sound. If we don't say the F sound, if we don't say trophy, we would call this a trophy, a trophy. Ooh, look at my trophy. I came in first and I got a trophy. What? No, you gotta say that F sound, trophy. The PH digraph says F. I'm finished coloring both of my trophies, so I'm going to put my yellow crayon down and I'll give you about 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your yellow crayon. All right. Now, in the middle of our picture, there's a big chair, and it's a fancy chair, and it is a throne. Throne. Can you hear the digraph at the beginning of that word? Throne. It has a TH digraph. Let's color the throne red. A nice red color. Let's color it red. I can't find, there's my red. I almost couldn't find my red crayon. So go ahead and color that throne red. Throne has a TH digraph. It's where you stick your tongue out between your teeth. Throne. It doesn't sound the same as the SH, cash. And it certainly doesn't sound the same as the PH. It sounds like throne. TH digraph can come at the beginning of a word like throne, and it can come at the end of a word, or it could even come in the middle. But today, for throne, it's at the beginning. And if we have those two letters, T usually says, right, T, and H always says, but if you put them together, they're going to make one new sound. If they didn't, instead of saying, look at that red throne, you would say, look at that red ta. Wait, I have to really think about it. Look at that red throne, 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 throne. I can't even say it. It doesn't work. It's weird. It doesn't work. If it doesn't work, you can't say it. You just can't. Otherwise, I'm going to look at you like, what happened? Are you okay? Did you fall off the bed and bump your head? You say the TH digraph like this. So you'll know that if you see a TH word when you're reading, and then you'll know it if you want to write that sound in your writing. You'll know to put TH. I hope you'll know that. All right. This throne is really big, but I'm almost finished coloring mine. It looks really good. I like my big red throne. So I know it's big, so I'll give you 10 more seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now, you might see someone that looks like they're taking the money. They've got a bag in their hand and a flashlight, and it's like a mask on his eyes. He's a thief. Thief. Yeah. Which digraph does thief begin with? Thief. Yep, it's still TH, like throne. So, thieves, usually, if they're going to go somewhere, they usually dress in black so that they look dark and people can't see them and spot them. So find your black crayon and let's color the thief's hat and the mask around his eyes. Let's color that black. Go ahead. Color his hat and the mask around his eyes black. So thief begins the same way as throne. It starts with that TH digraph and says thief, thief. If it didn't have the digraph sound that we're supposed to have, and we said the T and the H separately, we would say, stop, stop, that's a tahif, and no one would stop a tahif because they wouldn't know what a tahif is. They would have no idea. So don't ever say tahif when you see it in a book or in a writing, or if you're trying to write it yourself, you'll say thief, and you'll put your TH, you'll stick your tongue out, and you'll say thief, thief. Okay, I colored his hat, the thief's hat. I colored his black mask around his eyes. Now will you color the black shirt, color his shirt black? He's a thief. He has a TH digraph, and he stole some money. Oh no, oh no. He's not a good citizen. No, stop that thief. And then I would listen because I would understand what you were saying. So I've got his shirt colored black. Now go ahead and color his pants black. They were all black, so you can't spot them in the dark. They're sneaky. They don't want to wear red or blue. I don't know a lot about thieves. I'm acting like I do, but I don't, because I'm not a thief and I don't know any thieves. So I'm just pretending what I know from movies and cartoons. Yeah. Do you know anything about them? I don't know. So my thief has a black hat, a black mask around his eyes, a black shirt, and black pants. We should probably color his shoes black too. Go ahead and color it. I only see one shoe because his other shoe is behind the what? What's his other shoe behind? The throne. So just color the one shoe that we can see black. So thief and throne have the same digraph sound, but cash and trophy have different digraph sounds. I have finished coloring my thief in black clothes, so I'm going to put down my black crayon, and I just heard another TH digraph. I finished coloring his clothes, clothes. It has a TH digraph in the middle of clothes. Yep. Okay, boys and girls, take 5 more seconds to color his clothes, the thieves' clothes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your black crayon, finished or not, and find your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's look at number 1. If you look at number 1 at the bottom of your page, you'll see a PH. Let's trace that. That's our PH digraph, and it says f, f, f. That's our trickiest one. Scoot over and write PH for yourself. PH. F, f, f. Then scoot over. That's our SH digraph. Trace it for me. S, H, sh. Move over. Write SH. SH says shh. Then move over. It's our TH digraph. Trace it for me. TH says th. And then move over one last time. Write TH for me by yourself. TH says th. All right. Number 2, you'll see some words. I'm going to read the word for you, and I want you to look for the digraph sound and look for the letters that make that digraph. So the first word for number 2 says phone. What's the digraph in the word phone? Is it a PH, an SH? Yes, it's a PH. It's at the beginning. Go ahead and circle PH. Circle them together. PH says phone. Move over. The next word says thick, thick. Can you find the digraph? Yes, it's TH. It's at the beginning. Go ahead and circle TH. TH says thick. The next word says wish, wish. What's the digraph? SH, circle SH, wish. And the last word says photo, photo. Do you see the digraph? You got it. It's PH. It says f, f, f. Look at number three. There's a picture of a shirt. Which digraph should we write? We need to write two letters to make the digraph for shirt. Yes, we're going to write S-H. We're not going to write the whole word. We're just writing the two letters that make that digraph. S-H, shirt. Move over. That's a picture of a thumb. Thumbs up. Thumb. Which two letters should we write? T-H. Thumb. And the last picture on number three is a gopher. Gopher. Do you hear the f? Gopher. But we're not going to write an F. We're going to write the digraph that makes that sound. What is it? You got it. It's P-H. P-H for gopher. All right. And number four has a sentence. It says, we won a trolley. We need to add the digraph to make it sound correct. We won a trophy. But we're not going to write an F. We're going to write, you got it, P-H. We won a trophy. Write P-H in that blank spot on top of that black line. We won a trophy. And should we circle the dolphin or the trophy? Yes, circle the trophy. It matches our sentence. Boys and girls, we did it. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.